Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools. I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
It's Monday, October 3rd, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Exchange under attack again as insurance weighs in on the costs. The new cyber ambassador takes charge, and USB's smart new branding. This is the business of tech. It seems Monday mornings are for the security woes. Let's cover all the news here. The big headline, there's another exchange bug, and it's being exploited in the wild. There's also no patch as of this broadcast. There's mitigation, and Microsoft says the exploitation of ProxyNotShell is limited. In that context, Protocol has a piece about identity, because as CEO of Okta, Todd McKinnon, observes, all attacks become identity-based attacks. Quote, if you can get identity right, you're protecting yourself from all attacks at some level, McKinnon said. And the inverse is also true. If you get it wrong, you're opening yourself up to all kinds of attacks. Quoting Protocol, the adoption of identity threat detection tool is worth considering, as is technology for helping secure the use of unmanaged applications, or shadow IT, experts said. And more robust forms of authentication than the humble password can also go a long way. And while referencing both Microsoft and identity-based attacks, Microsoft CVP and CISO Brett Arsenault revealed last week that a Microsoft analysis shows a 60% increase in password-based attacks. Password attacks went from 600 per second last year to 920 in 2022. And in another blog post, the company warned that hackers are using open-source software and bogus social media accounts to dupe software engineers and IT support staff with fake job offers that in reality lead to malware attacks. All in all, small businesses are seriously underestimating the cost and recovery time. And that analysis comes from the insurance industry. A new nationwide agency forward survey revealed that 40% of small business owners believe a cyber attack costs less than $1,000 and that 60% expect it to take less than 90 days to recover from attack. However, Nationwide data confirms that attacks can cost businesses between $15,000 and $25,000 and take an average of 279 days to recover. Why do we care? Well, a few takeaways. If your email's in the cloud, this exchange problem isn't your problem. Microsoft 365 customers can sit back and relax. Why, oh why, would you take this risk on yourself? Identity solutions is a space to consider. I quipped recently that email's lack of identity should be a precursor for it to be replaced, just like AM radio and standard def TVs. That's still true, although the actionable opportunity for providers is to ensure your customers have a robust identity solution and push that as far as possible, including physical keys. Because, as the insurance data says, the costs of attack are so much higher than customers believe. I've previously mentioned the new State Department cyber group, and now we have a new cyber ambassador who was approved for the position by the Senate on September 15th. The Bureau of Cyberspace and Digital Policy is designed to focus on international cyber conflicts and negotiations and promote internet freedom and open communications. Why do we care? Forward progress, that's why. I'm increasingly frustrated by any quip that says government can't do anything right, because there's significant evidence it can. In cyber, there's now a dedicated ambassador after promising to create one. Forward progress. And in something tactical, small, yet so practical, the USB Implementers Forum, which is the body that manages the USB standard, is doing away with super speed USB branding and is working to simplify the branding for USB further. This means that USB 3.2 Gen 2 will now be called USB 10 gigabytes. USB 3.2 Gen 2 times 2 will be USB 20 gigabytes, and USB 4 will be USB 40 gigabytes. USB 4 version 2 will presumably be rebranded as USB 80. Why do we care? A brand adjustment that makes more sense. I, like many, have a pile of unlabeled and confusing USB cables. Here's a more precise branding that's also practical. It names the cables based on what they deliver. Smart. And a marketing lesson. Clarity matters. Are you still relying on a frustrating patchwork of legacy solutions? Modernize your cybersecurity and data protection with Acronis CyberProtect Cloud. It's a single solution that combines backup, anti-malware, and endpoint protection management. As an MSP, you can easily improve client security posture, eliminate complexity, and generate more recurring revenue. Learn more about Acronis CyberProtect Cloud at acronis.com. Thanks for listening. In yet another one that's appropriate for the podcast, today is National Techies Day. Let's crunch on some technological history and facts. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. King's Island is now open weekends.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.